Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 662, 2018 Halo Favorites, recorded live on December 28th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And after a brief technical difficulty yesterday, we are back in action. We have a little bit of stuff to talk about. No news, with it being the end of the year. And since we're recording on Friday, and apparently I don't have any rec boosts available to me because the game's glitching, we are doing this during Fraggin' Fridays. I decided to move my computer on Wednesday, kind of changed my desk around. So for those watching on the live stream, you may notice the backdrop's a little bit different now. But yeah, I discovered some issues with my computer that I didn't really know existed. So I had to troubleshoot that for 4 hours, which was fun. Not. Short of it is, apparently there's a interesting issue with my motherboard specifically, where some of the USB ports didn't work. I had to install software to update it, and I was running out of USB resources for all my USB devices to work. But got that all sorted out, and now we're back on the podcast. Now we're here. Obviously, since we've been gone, Christmas has come and gone. So, GT, how was your past holiday week been?
You really want me to go into that?
Well, I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to, but did you get all everything that you wanted from Santa?
As far as the holiday, it was fine. I have been babysitting my brother's dogs, and yeah, let's put it this way. It hadn't been very fun. Somebody has decided to go on walkabout 3 times in the last 5 days. So, yeah, I've been having a lot of fun.
Pets make some great companions, but they can also be frustrating at the same time. We are actually looking at getting a kitten and a puppy at some point next year. So we'll be joining the fur parents. Is that what you kind of call them?
I call them a headache is what I call them.
But, yeah, sorry to hear that. Aside from the technical issues and that, everything else went well. You have a good time with family?
Yeah, we had a good time with family.
That's good.
Like I said, I did my Christmas the Friday before because my brother, with the lovely escapee dogs, he went out of town. So,
right. Doing the family thing, taking care of the family stuff. Well, so like GT said, we didn't have Fraggin' Friday last week, but I did do an achievement stream last week and actually got an achievement. Got a couple achievements, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do an achievement stream and actually get an achievement?
I know, right? It's like it actually did something I was supposed to do for a change.
It's amazing how that works.
I know. So a couple of weeks ago, I guess 3 or 4 weeks ago at this point, I don't remember how long it was, but folks may have remembered that I was Bobby tried to help me out with the no deaths on heroic in the library, and that didn't turn out too well. So I ended up running it solo, and I think I only had to restart 3 times before I got the achievement. Thankfully, 2 of them were in that first hallway, so I didn't have to restart very far. And then, of course, I died at the very last door again, but. I got that achievement finally.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's not a difficult achievement. If you kind of take your paces, you can be a little aggressive with it on heroic versus legendary, but yeah, as long as you know the map pretty well and where some of the spawns are going to be and you watch out for the one rocket combat form, you're pretty good with that. Pins is like no death on the library. Shudder. Yeah, it's not too bad, Pins. It is possible to do it co-op. It's just, it's a little bit more difficult if everyone's not quite paying attention to it or to where things are coming from or going to, as far as where the flood spawns. But it's really not that difficult. So I did that one, and then I also got the You're Joking achievement, which is doing Halo 4 on Legendary in under 3 hours. For those that are wondering, no, you don't have to do the whole campaign straight in 3 hours. It's just you can piecemeal the levels together. And as long as either some combination of solo or co-op is under 3 hours for your best mission runs for each respective mission, then you get the achievement. So I got the one for Halo 4, thanks to Laird.
Cool.
Yeah. He came over and helped me kind of towards the tail end of the stream. And then we tried to help him get the, I forget what the achievement name is, but it's the one on Halo 2 where you had to get the, I would have been your daddy's skull.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one where even if you hit all the right checkpoints, it's not guaranteed for the skull to spawn.
Yeah, I hate that one.
Yeah. I think we tried that one for maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours and we couldn't get the pop for him.
It took me 17 tries to get it.
Ooh. Yeah, so it's not an easy one. Yeah, Pence, that one's on the outskirts. It's not an easy one. The checkpoints are easy to hit. It's just getting the skull to spawn is the difficult piece.
Yeah, there's some other mechanic that works there. It's like it always spawns every seventh time you make the run or some weird stuff like that. It just, like I said, I had to make a lot of runs to get that one. Hence, I will not be including that one in the achievement Halo run.
I don't think anyone will fault you for that. I think I remember seeing somewhere, either kind of while I was researching it on Sunday or not, if you could, like if 343 bumped up, that it would spawn more often. It wasn't guaranteed it would spawn after the checkpoints, but they made it to where the randomness of it wasn't as low.
Well, that's good.
I think that might just be more speculation than anything else, but I don't know. I probably would try to help Laird again get that achievement, because I know it's a frustrating one. I don't remember how long it took me to get it. I don't think it really took me that long, so I must have gotten a lucky spawn or a lucky
you got a lucky spawn, because I definitely didn't.
Yeah. So I did that one, and I think this next week I will try to work on, I have Halo CE and Halo 2 to still do for the under 3 hours. So if anyone is willing to co-op run with me, co-op's typically a little bit easier to get done as far as time on Legendary. So yeah, I would appreciate any help that people would be willing to join up for. Yeah, so that'll probably be your work on next week. I only anticipate getting one of the games, because both games are pretty high as far as the time I have right now. I think I don't know how I have this high. I think it was probably just from co-op messing around with people. But I think for Halo 2, my lowest time is 11 hours. And then for Halo CE, it's 7, which I know I can be.
Wow.
I can do it faster. It's just, I don't think I've ever focused on doing it quickly before. So I'll be working on either one of those next week. If people want to help out, then feel free to join up. Hey, Laird, we talked about our endeavors on Sunday and how we'll try to help you out with the skull again. So, yeah, that was the achievement stream. And then because Tuesday was Christmas, did not do the stream with the wife, and Tuesday will be New Year's. So probably will not be streaming on Tuesday this week as well. So hopefully in the new year is when we will pick up the streams with her. She's ready to play Halo 2. She's excited for it. We've given her as much practice, I think, as we can prep her for, doing all the dual wielding and vehicle tricks, the rocket lock on, kind of teaching her some of the new things that came with Halo 2. So I think we've gotten a lot of that covered. And yeah, we're looking forward to starting that. So that's it for the streams this week. And
well, actually, there is one more stream.
Oh,
Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
I was bored, so I decided I would work on finishing up Halo 5's achievements. and I managed to get three of them. I got double stuff, Worms Don't Stir, and Harbinger.
Very nice.
Harbinger is complete the breaking on Legendary without the entire team wiping.
Okay.
Double stuff is destroying two of the power cores. Can't think of the level now.
Two of the power cores.
On Guardian, that's what it was.
Oh, okay. At the same time.
Yeah, at the same time.
Okay, I know which one that is. And the third one?
And then the third one is Worms Don't Surf. That was to trick the
hunters, hunters
at the off the platform on
the Battle Sunion. Of Sunion. Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Mr. Penn's Halo and Halo Fan for Life and one of their friends, Officer Line or Office Linebacker.
Office they Linebacker. Were
kind enough to help me out.
That's a nice camper tag. Office Linebacker. Very nice. It's nice getting those achievements. Especially when some of them just take a long time to get. All right, ball person, die. He's like one shot if someone can get a shot on him. Awesome. You're going to be running more achievements for Halo 5? Do you have most of them done now, or you still got quite a few to go?
I have one left. Let's see. I have one of them left, and that is Prison Break. To kill two wardens at the same time on the breaking.
Very nice.
So, we did try to get it, but we weren't able to get our timing right. So, some people had to leave because, you know, it was getting to be dinner time.
Sure.
So, I let that one go. I'm sure I will get it eventually. But it was kind of just a random thing. I'm going to try to start streaming more on Sundays on my own personal channel. It'll be a mix of different games. So if you'd like to stop by and say hi, that's fine. If not, you can tell me I play like a 2-year-old and leave. I have never claimed to be a pro player.
I don't think any of us can claim that. Keys, I probably think, is the closest podtacular person that could be even around pro level.
Yeah. You know, when I stream, I usually try to start right about 2 central time in the afternoon. Because that gives, you know, a good 3 hours before dinner.
Very nice. I'm thinking about adding another stream day for me to where I'll stream on my personal channel as well. I'm not sure what day that is going to be specifically. It kind of depends on how things pan out with week to week type of stuff, but ideally either on a Tuesday or Wednesday type of schedule is kind of what I'm looking at. So we'll see. So in lieu of news, we decided to ask folks on Twitter and social media and in our Discord what their favorite moments from 2018 were for Halo. Didn't really get much engagement on the social media side, but got a ton of engagement on the Discord side. So thank you for everyone who's hopped into our Discord and has given us some feedback. Really appreciate it. If you guys are interested, you can head on over to podtackler.com/Discord. And that'll take you to the Discord server where you can hop in and interact with us. It's kind of taken the place of our forums from long ago. So feel free to hop on in there and join the conversation. So, I guess, GT, let's go ahead and start off with us as far as favorite Halo memories of 2018. Why don't you go ahead first? I know there's a lot to choose from.
No, it's trying to think and shoot at the same time here.
Right.
Definitely the game engine reveal of Infinite. That was definitely a high point. And then the accompanying stream to
the one from last week.
Yeah, where they went into a little bit more detail about the making of the trailer and then the one from last week where they actually talked a little bit about Infinite. that was really surprising. I will tell you that. I didn't think they would divulge anything that quickly. That, you know, I figured it'd be after the first of the year before we heard anything.
Of it, like, you mean any more Infinite News type of stuff?
Yeah, you know, any kind of details about what they were planning with the game, things like that. You know, there was a lot of info in that stream. You know, it's not a lot of what people really wanted to sink their teeth into, but, you know, it was there.
Well, and I think most people at this point are kind of the mindset, but in case people aren't, I think people can't really expect 343 to divulge much at this point, because it's still early in development. Chris Lee basically confirmed on stream that we're not going to see Halo Infinite until 2020 at the earliest, which I know a lot of people are kind of upset about, but the fact that they're making a brand new engine to support stuff that they want to do for the Halo franchise, and just seeing the kind of direction they're taking with Infinite, I think has enough of a good reason behind waiting to release the game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the game engine rebuild, it sounds like it's going to be a real plus for us. Also for the developers themselves. It sounds like it's going to be a lot easier for them to make on the fly changes to the game.
And Misa says in the chat, good things are not rushed, which is accurate. If you want something done right, then you want to take your time with it and make sure everything is as polished as it can be, especially with games these days coming out bugged or broken. I mean, just look at Fallout 76, for example.
Yeah, I don't want them to give us a partial game like they did with Halo 5. I want them to give us a complete game ready to play.
No lacking Forge, no 3-game modes for multiplayer, support big team properly, all that kind of stuff. And we'll probably have some points in next year where we'll talk about things that we want to see for Infinite. I think there's a lot of room for that. There's going to be quite a few people that we could have on to talk about as well. So given the timeline of everything, I think we'll have plenty to talk about, especially since we're not going to see a Halo game for at least a full year.
It is really hard to choose, because, you know, I'm always grateful for being able to participate in the, you know, the Podtacular podcast and game nights and with our community. It's always fun to talk to, you know, the different people in our community. Apparently, some of them have a beef with me and Virgil and the bot. I've been kind of noticing my name pop up a little bit more than usual, Misa.
It's not beef, it's just fun. Although with some...
But no, it is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it. You know, stuff like that. It's always fun to... It's a good way just to release. You have a little bit of fun. You know, it's something you can do on the go.
Right. And at the end of the day, that's mostly why I think a lot of our listeners are here. It's why we're here, is we like Halo for the fun aspect of it. We're not super competitive, although I will get competitive sometime, especially with stuff like the Halo Bowl. But we're here to have good time with friends and other people that I want to have a good time with Halo.
You know, we're not hardcore competitive. We're competitive. We're just not... It's not end all to beat all.
We're not HCS competitive. And he's is kind of one of our exceptions. But he has a good time with it. He's very good at Halo. I mean, for those that were watching the Halo Bowl or have seen us play in the Halo Bowl before, he is definitely the one that carries the backpack and makes sure that we're all kind of being carried along, so to speak. But we just enjoy having a good time with Halo. Long story short, for you, probably the E3 reveal of the Slipspace engine and the game demo and all that stuff would be your top.
Yeah, that's my top moment.
Makes sense. That was a lot of other people's top moments as well. For those that are in the chat, and if you hadn't put anything into the Discord, feel free to drop a comment below in the Mixer, Twitch, or YouTube chats, and we'll get to it. For me, there's a couple of things that kind of hit the top of my list, which I can't talk about.
Of course.
One of the big things that really was that really made the year, for those that saw the last community update, was I got to participate in Community Day at 343, which is why I can't talk about some of the stuff. But that experience is something that I get the privilege of going to every year, and is just a wonderful time to meet up with other community folks, people like the 405th, YouTubers like Hidden Xperia or Uber Nick, some of the other lore folks like Masters is there, and I think some of the Halopedia guys were there, some of the Installational One folks were there, so get to meet a lot of those kinds of people, and it's just a really cool community experience getting to connect with a bunch of people and getting to see people from the studio, getting to just kind of catch up with things, and overall it's a fantastic event. It makes my highlights every single year. But up there with that, I think, kind of going along with everyone else, the announcement of Infinite and seeing the trailer at E3 was just chilling and awesome, and so many emotions that haven't felt in a long time for Halo, all in that one trailer. The direction they're taking Infinite is awesome and great, and I really am liking what they're doing with it. I think it's a great feeling that they've instilled in the community again, and everyone's getting excited about it. There's always going to be the haters that are going to keep saying 343 killed Halo, blah, 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 blah. For the most part, I think they are doing what they can with what they have, and they're going to try to... They want the best for Halo. It's not like they're intentionally trying to kill Halo. I hope no one actually thinks that.
Well, they've done some things that have really hurt the community as far as, you know, the Halo population. And it's not all their fault.
No. You know,
there's things that happen that they don't, you know, that they didn't really start.
Yeah, there's some things that they inherited from Bungie, and people don't necessarily see the behind the scenes for, which is somewhat understandable. At some point, you kind of have to have an open mind on things. If someone tells you that, no, this wasn't how they chose to do it, it's just kind of the situation, that's what they had to do. I think people need to be a little more gracious in being open to accepting that kind of feedback. But you're right, some of the things 343 couldn't really help. Some of the other things is like, yeah, 343 kind of made a misstep, but they're trying to do the best they can with the situation that they're in. So I think those would definitely be my top two. It's hard to say between Community Day and the Infinite announcement which would be my absolute favorite. I think the fact that I get to see so many people during Community Day kind of makes that one on the top of my list, personally. But again, not everyone gets to partake in that. So I think kind of as a follow-up to that, the Infinite trailer would have been my favorite for the year. There were quite a few people in the Discord who also said that the Infinite trailer was their favorite. I'll try to kind of skip over those as I go through the Discord. I gotta find a moment here where I can actually look over and click over. We have Receptor actually popping in and putting his two cents in there, which is kind of rare. He also said the helmet reveal specifically from the Infinite trailer was his favorite. I think for the most part, if anyone didn't know it was a Halo trailer, the Master Chief helmet surely gave it away that it. What was going on during E3 was the Halo trailer.
And, you know, the I like the way they performed the trailer. I mean, they went for, is this a Halo game? They really made the audience question if it was a Halo game or not.
Kind of went back to the mystery of Halo a little bit.
And that's what they wanted to do with the trailer. You know, they wanted to bring that mystery back. And, you know, I was right there with everybody else. You know, I saw the beginning of it. I'm like,
what is this?
It looks really cool. I'm like, what's this for? And then I, you know, we get a little bit later on and I'm like, is this Halo? And then, of course, Master Chief pops in there and you know it's Halo. And that's exactly what they were going for with the trailer. You know, that's the way the trailer was designed to be. And they pulled it off. They did an awesome job of pulling it off.
If anyone hasn't watched the social stream that 343 did last week with Chris Lee, I definitely recommend checking it out because they go into detail on why they did or how they came up with the idea of doing the trailer and why they did it that way. I think for those who have been listening to the podcast would have heard us say this before, but in case you haven't, what was shown off during E3 was the initial concept of what they wanted to do for the trailer. So the fact that their first take at a trailer kind of ended up being the final take of it without having to really change much, that to me seems like 343 has a good tap on what the community wants for Halo. That's just my opinion, of course, but for them to kind of have an idea. Definitely
been paying attention.
Yeah.
Everybody's claimed that, you know, 343 has not been listening to the community, and they've listened. It shows in that trailer.
It really does. I don't think there's anyone who, well, I personally haven't seen anyone who has watched that trailer and has thought, oh, 343 has no idea what they're doing. This is totally off base of what Halo is. Everything I've heard is like, wow, this feels like Halo. I am so surprised by what's actually happened.
So, and, you know, it doesn't feel like, you know, they're forgetting what they did with Halo 5 and just making another game, you know, Halo 3 game. And I really hope that that continues. Don't get me wrong, there's things I did enjoy about Halo 3, mainly the story, but I don't want a clone of Halo 3.
No.
You know? And
Halo 3 is still there if people really want to go back and play it. It's still a great game. Graphics are still kind of good enough to where you could go in and enjoy it in a modern.
Well, I mean, Halo 3 is still, well, it's still playable.
Yeah.
It's still enjoyable. You know, it's by no means a game that's not worth playing.
No, certainly not. I know a lot of people kind of gravitate towards either that or Halo 2 for MCC, which is fine. But at the same time, you can't revert just for the sake of nostalgia. I think 343 is going that way. It's just all the other Halo fans who want to see Halo 3 return and all that stuff. I just hope that they're okay with Halo still trying to progress in this day and age of where video games stand in the industry.
Yeah, I don't mind if, you know, they want to make it look more like Halo 3, but it, you know, and go to, you know, the older design, you know, that's not a problem.
Yeah. But
I don't want to feel like I'm playing Halo 3.
Like Misa said, it needs to move forward. It's not backwards. For the most part, I think 343 is on the money right now. It seems like there's positive vibes. A lot of people,
you know, my opinion is still really open. There's a lot of good things coming next year that I'm looking forward to. You know, as much as the stuff that happened this year. So I can't wait. You know, I'm really hoping that I'm able to get in on at least some of the flighting of Halo Infinite, so I can kind of get a feel for how they're doing the multiplayer and things like that, and, you know, give them my opinion. And
there's still going to be lots of stuff that they're going to be coming with 2019. The flighting program is going to start, so there will be some kind of Halo Infinite stuff out there next year. It won't be a full game, but there will be some Halo stuff coming down the pipeline.
No, we're going to get a lot of information about Halo Infinite next year. It's probably going to be later in the year, but there'll be a lot of information comes out for Halo Infinite. You know, it'll answer a lot of questions that we have, like, you know, what the gameplay is going to be like. You know, I just hope that the advertising or the marketing group and the story group get together so they can come up with a cohesive advertising campaign.
I mean, that would be nice.
That I would appreciate that the advertising kind of match the storyline without giving it away.
Did you freeze, by the way? Your Halo freeze?
Not that I know of.
Okay, my Halo froze.
Well, maybe it did. Yep, it's frozen.
Yours froze too? Okay. Everyone restart the build.
Well, the little sparkle effects are still working now for me.
I got full lock on it.
All right. Everybody dashboard.
The joys of playing Halo while we're doing the podcast. Let's see. Who else we got in here? Blue MCAT also said the Infinite news, not Infinity news. Penn said the Infinite trailer was really good, but Silent Storm is up there on top for him. Showed that Troy Denning can capture Chief in the same way that Nyland did. So that's a little bit of a different take I wasn't quite expecting. But it makes sense with all the Halo books that came out this year and that it's going to be coming out next year. My wife and I were talking over dinner about potential New Year's resolutions, and I said, one Halo book a month is the goal.
Get caught up on the Halo books.
Pretty much.
That would be a good one.
I think one book a month will get me close to everything. I don't think it'll get me every book, but I think it'll get me at least close. Close enough to we can actually have podcasts on stuff and not be relying on me to do it, to wait.
Waiting on you to catch up?
Pretty much. We also had Misa in here saying her favorite has to be the flight programs for MCC. I've seen a lot of people still trickle back into MCC. There are a few people that I've been watching stream who have, like, during their streams, telling people who have been watching, MCC is fixed, come and download it again. And then people are going and downloading it and having a good time with it. So the MCC flights have definitely helped get the people back interested into MCC, which is good. The improvements that they've made to MCC, it's unfortunate that they couldn't do this at the start. And one, MCC was rushed, and two, a lot of the APIs for Xbox Live services and what's available to the Xbox console itself wasn't there at the time, so they couldn't do anything at the start. But the fact that they're taking time to go and fix a game that's not their mainline title anymore is kind of a gesture of good faith, in a way.
Yeah, I think that's one of those that they really needed to do it. And it has more to do with PR than it does the actual game. This is something that they really did need to take care of. So, you know, I'm glad they did. They did it in a good way. They did a good job with it. The game is very playable. It has very few glitches now, at least big obvious ones. I had some problems with it losing connection to the Xbox Live server, so achievements wouldn't pop 3 times in a row.
You're not salty at all, are you?
No, not at all. You know, that's little stuff.
Sure.
It doesn't render the game unplayable.
No.
I mean, I still got credit for the achievements. They just didn't pop on screen. You know, that's okay. You know, it's one of those deals. You know, overall, 343 has really had an impressive year.
They really have.
You know, with what they've done with Halo 5 and with the MCC and the work they're doing on Infinite.
They're just doing a lot of great work right now. So keep doing what you're doing, 343. We like it at least, and from what we've seen, a lot of other people like it. Must be doing something right. Mr. Griff in the Mixer chat, I don't remember him posting anything in the Podtaggler Discord. He said, everything that Duststorm can't talk about. Which is kind of funny. But he also mentioned the novels as well being some of his top things for Halo this year.
Yeah. I mean, the books that they put out were absolutely phenomenal.
I think before this year, the most books they put out was 5 in a year, and Laird probably knows this better, or do you know how many books they released this year for Halo?
I honestly lost count.
That doesn't surprise me, just with how many books there were. Does anyone else know in the chat? I think Laird might be the closest one, or Pins. Pins or Laird, I think, would probably be the closest in knowing. Mr. Griff said it was possibly 4? Didn't think it was that few. That was a few more than that. Laird's also saying 4, so maybe it was 4. Maybe it was last year I was thinking about where there were a lot of books. There's still been just a lot of books coming out. More so, I guess, than there was around the Halo Reach, Halo 4 timeframe.
Uh-huh.
So they're just expanding the extended fiction of Halo a lot. It's also keeping people at bay, especially the lore people who want some more lore stuff. Pinza says 5. Still. It's still quite a bit. We also have, from the Discord again, Destiny Halo saying the Infinite trailer. Seems to be a popular pick. Laird also says the PAX 2018 community meetup, which can't argue with you there. That's definitely one of the best ones for both of us that we get to attend. Masters Leet, who is the person behind the SPV3 team, he said PAX for him as well. MCC fell short because other than 4K, not much was changed for things that he was interested in specifically. So, yep, there's that. We also have CAA391 over from Halopedia. He said his favorite thing has to be the redacted statement Halopedia has been doing. As with the community, it will be a better place and redacted will be achieved. I guess redacted was his favorite part of the year.
Being redacted.
Yeah. Being redacted. Looks like that is pretty much kind of the full list of folks in the chat. I don't know if this was Eric Eboos or he was just posting this later on in the chat, but he posted a picture of Halo Battleborn. So I don't know if that was something that was his favorite from the year or that he was just posting a picture in the chat, but he posted that as well. Still one of those books that it will be a little while before I read that one. Well, I guess I'm not necessarily surprised, but I was hoping to get some kind of feedback on at least Twitter to the effect of the 2018 HCS Worlds. Either that or one of the finals. So DreamHack Atlanta being the last Halo 5 tourney, or the Seattle Halo World Championship. That was something else that happened this year as well. I know we don't have too many listeners that are HCS focused, but there's definitely quite a bit of community people who enjoy HCS and follow that pretty religiously. I don't remember anything else significant that happened. There's a lot of community stuff that happened as well, as far as the Banished and Team Respawn Halo Wars tournaments, which I don't know if those started this year technically or last year, at the tail end of last year, but those have been taking place for Halo Wars 2 competitive events and tournaments. So that's been happening as well. I think the last half of SPV3 officially released this year. We've had plenty of other community content and games come out this year. There's a lot of smaller things, of course, but those are just some of the other kind of, I think, top notable things to cover. Laird's saying only 2 novels released this year. And Mr. Griff says it's date night for him, so he's leaving. So thanks for stopping by, Mr. Griff. I need to get with you for a new Podtacular song at some point, if you're still up for that, to figure out what the heck we want to even have it be about. For those who don't know, he's the one that has made our illustrious Podtacular songs that you've heard before. There are 2 of them out there, and You can find him on SoundCloud under Dustin L. Griffith. Definitely recommend you check him out. A very talented individual. Yeah, he agrees. We need a new one. I know a lot of people still like the anniversary one, which is awesome and everything, but that one's been around for several years now. So it's been around for 3 years. It's time for a new one. Hopefully in line with some overlay stuff, which hopefully I can get with Pixel Flare or Wink Time on soon. Anything else stick out to you, GT, that I'm possibly could be forgetting? I know the only other things really could is probably community related stuff.
Yeah, there's one glaring thing. Super Fiesta.
Oh. Yes. That come out this year? Only this year?
I don't care if it came out last year. Still the best thing about the Halo game.
I have to agree. Super Fiesta is probably the most fun multiplayer experience that Halo 5 has to offer. And just the fact of that we're playing it right now for Fragging Friday. And that we normally play it for Fragging Friday whenever we're on Halo 5. At least as long as the party is small enough.
Well, you know, now that they have the big team.
Yeah, I hope they keep that. It'd be cool if they kept that. I don't know if they will, but 3 for 3, if you're listening, Big Team Super Fiesta is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The Holiday Fiesta was pretty cool, too. Just seeing all the things that they could do with the game types, being able to do the Super Fiesta for the different weapon classes, like the snipers or the heavies or SWAT. That's been really cool to see happen as well.
Yeah, that's been it's been a lot of fun. Overall, it's been a really great year for Halo and the Podtacular community. We've had some good growth this year.
You also completed the Achieving Halo for Halo 5.
I did finally complete that only 3 years after the game was launched. But it's been a great year.
Really has. A lot of good community influence, a lot of positive vibes out there. Just from us looking at the community updates and the spotlights, seeing all the fantastic artwork out there, which has exploded, I think is awesome to see. The community spotlight started this year as well, a couple of months ago. Laird also calls out Warzone Firefight in the chat, which I personally like a lot because it gives me a chance to use Rex I don't normally get to use. That's a lot of fun. Anything else? Silent Storm, I guess, was the first book that we had a real focus back on Master Chief in the novels. So that was pretty cool. We have Noble Team being featured in the latest set of Halo Legendary crates. So getting those icon figures has also been pretty cool.
Most definitely.
We've had quite a few notable guests on. So having the Installation 01 folks on, the Halo Downfall folks on. We had our Big PAX podcast. And I'm trying to think whether there are any other big guests that we had on this year. I feel like there was one that we had that I'm missing. But we hope to have a lot more interviews coming down the pipeline next year. Also been starting my work on my virtual bot, which is being used by the Halo Hub, and I plan to extend it to other Halo communities to kind of be used as a resource across the Haloverse, so to speak. So that's hopefully something that will be making waves here in the early part of the year. Pins is pointing out Halo Bowl 2.5 or Halo Bowl 3. Also took place a couple weeks ago, so that happened. We are going to be bringing Halo Bowl back bigger and better in 2019 for Halo Bowl 4, so be on the lookout for that. Might try to do something with Operation Supply Drop again next year, since we haven't done something with them in a couple of years. Oh, we got quite a few Spartan Company commendations done, too. We're still quite a ways to go.
Yeah, we're over halfway there.
Mm-hmm. I believe at the beginning of the year, we were, what, 9 or 11?
Yeah, we were pretty pathetic, actually.
Hey, we got those two level 4s up to level 5, the Sorry Mate and the Pain Train. So kudos to the community for getting that done. We're 10% of the way, just about 10% of the way through for the Killing Marines. So that's awesome. And believe it or not, was it 11 or 9? I think it was maybe 11. I can't remember exactly. But we're up to 16 out of 31 complete, and we're 5 away from getting our next one for killing enemies that are attempting to hijack or skyjack a vehicle. So we'll have that one pretty soon, if not by the end of the year. Oh, there's a new podcast, ACS Pro Talk, that's been making the rounds as well, and they just hit 1 year this past year. That's a huge accomplishment to them, and they've been going strong since pretty much the beginning of last year, which is awesome. Got to meet JK Fire at the Halo Worlds in Seattle. Yeah, a lot of stuff has happened, both officially for Halo and in the community. Grassroots has also started. I got married.
Listen, overall, that's, you know, a small thing.
Got married and bought a house. Not necessarily Halo related, but pretty significant for me. No, it's
not exactly Halo related.
Still pretty significant to me. At least my wife supports me playing Halo, so I have that going for me.
Yeah.
She is listening to it.
And yeah, I definitely have to put it out there for my wife, because she puts up with me playing video games and doing podcasts, and she gives up 2 nights a week so I can do what I want. And it's a blessing to have her.
I have to say the same for my wife. I got her to actually start playing Halo and stream some Halo too. Actually, I guess technically I got her playing Halo last year, but streaming Halo and playing for the campaign. So that started this year too. And she beat Halo 1. So there's that. And can't really think of much else at the moment. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that has happened over the past year. It's hard to kind of keep track of it all, but I think we kind of
If we listed it all, we'd be here for 3 hours.
Right. I think that covers a lot of the stuff, though.
It's been a good year. You know, there's so much to be thankful for as far as in the Halo universe as to what has been given to us and what the community has done with it. I look forward to what the community and 343 have planned for us next year.
Most definitely. I am excited to see what the fighting program is going to be next year for Infinite, what we're going to see from Halo next year. There's some really cool stuff that I know is coming down the pipeline that I can't talk about, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to be pretty hyped when they hear what's coming. There's going to be lots of opportunities, hopefully next year, to have some folks on the show. I'm hoping to kind of ramp that up a little bit. Hopefully kind of do a refresh of the website and the stream and some other social media engagement type stuff. Maybe we'll try to get some more volunteers on to possibly write some articles or help us out with game nights or streaming or prepping podcast notes or something of the like. So if anyone wants to help out with the podcast in any way, shape, or form, then please reach out to us. We will be more than happy to have you be a part of the team. And I don't think there's really much more we can talk about. Kind of just leave this podcast short for the end of the year.
I do have to give a shout out to MisaRed24 for covering Fraggin' Friday last week. I've heard nothing but good things. It sounds like everybody had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them still have their hearing. So,
yep.
Thanks a lot, Misa. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Misa.
And it's nice to know that there's, you know, people out there that are willing to do that.
Halo Collector is saying that the Toy Fair, the New York Toy Fair in February, should have a couple of announcements. I'm guessing that'll be related to collector stuff. So that should be cool. I don't know if that's going to be figures or building sets or just generic collector stuff in general. Maybe more Loot Crate or Mega Construct stuff. But yeah, we'll have to see what comes out in February next year. Also, I don't know what your plans are, GT. I know we had talked about in the past you trying to make it out to PAX next year. I don't know if the plan is still to do that or 2020 with...
If Infinite isn't going to be until 2020. It will probably be 2020 before I go.
Yeah. So maybe not next year, but at some point we'll have GT come out to another event and we'll get to do another in-person podcast together, which would be really awesome.
Unless somebody wants to give me the winning lotto numbers for their state. And then I'll go next year.
Yeah. There you go. So, yeah.
And I'll be able to stream every day.
Retire a little bit early, huh?
Yeah. Like about 10 minutes after the numbers are drawn.
I've thought about that if I ever won the lottery, if I would quit my job. And I'd say I probably would stay with my job for a while just because I like seeing things through as much as I can. So I'd probably try to put as much of it away and then keep working a little bit just to keep some
regularity. I wouldn't be able to just quit working. I quit working as much,
right?
But I couldn't quit working. Honestly, I would probably buy a parts store like I work in.
Can I go
and that way I can do it my way and nobody can complain about it.
Can I go the entrepreneur route a little bit?
Well, and business owner route.
Sure.
You know, it's something that, you know, I could do to not really busy work, but to have something to do, you know, something to drive me to get up every morning, you know, because, you know, when you have that kind of money, you kind of lose that drive to get up, get out of bed and get moving. And I'm already round enough. I don't need any more help.
You and me both, brother.
You know, it's yeah, I do have a plan, and don't get me wrong, I'll take some time off and I'll have some fun. I guess if that's ever going to happen, I have to actually buy a ticket.
Yeah, you never know.
I currently have zero chance of winning it because I don't buy lotto tickets.
But, right.
You know,
our office did a pool a couple weeks ago for the big one that was out. None of us got it, but it was just one of those things. Eh, we'll put into the office pool, see if something happens.
Yeah, I had an office pool, and the day they bought tickets, I'd be sick or something, and they would have the winning ticket.
Maybe not that drastic, but
yeah.
I guess kind of to flip the question from what we started, and we can end the show off this way, but most anticipated thing for Halo come 2019.
Same thing for 2018. More Infinite news.
Aside from the thing I can't talk about, I'd say more Infinite news is probably up there for me as well. Something
I'm looking forward to some of the upcoming novels as well.
I want some kind of tease into the direction they're going with the story. I'm not really worried about the multiplayer. I think they have that pretty locked down. The story delivery.
Oh, I got a feeling E3, we're going to get a tease.
I think so, too. Certainly hope so.
And you can probably count on the Halo 5 type tease. Master Chief walking through a desert in a cloak.
Just as long as the stories match up in the long run, then we'll be okay.
Yeah, I don't, you know, as long as what they advertise is what they deliver, I don't care.
Right. Oh, and grinding for 152. That's going to be a big thing for next year. And probably,
oh, I'm sure afterwards. I'll have it by the end of next year. I'll probably have 152 by the time Infinite launches. It's just going to take a while.
I'm hoping to get it by the time Infinite launches, but I have quite a ways to go. I think you're probably, at least two times ahead of me?
I'm at 147, you're 145.
As far as XP goes, I think you're, a little more than two times ahead of me? Because I'm at 70 or 71. Well, let's
take a look here.
7.1 million ish. Maybe more like 7.4.
Let's see. I currently, to get to 148, I need 2.5 million. Let's see.
And pull that
total career. Here we go. Service record.
And pull up that SR link that Larry was asking for the other day. So for 145, which I am at, I think I have just under 500,000 to go.
I know where I can look.
So I'm around, so I'm 145 right now. Oh, so I'm more like probably 8.5 million. And you're at, you're 147 right now. You're at the beginning of 147. So you're probably around 12.5 million. You're at least 3 million ahead of me. Is there something on Waypoint that tells you exactly?
I am currently at 11,488,961 XP.
Dang. Is that in your Waypoint profile?
No, that's on Halo Tracker.
Ah, okay. That's another thing, too. If people have guests or websites or other personalities for Halo that they want to see on the show, please send them to us. We would love to have the opportunity, especially in the off months to come, to have more people featured on the show, get some more interviews going, and overall just have a better grasp on what's happening through the Halo community. So that'd be cool.
And one pod Deathstorm is at 8,636,362.
Awesome. Thank you.
You've played for a total of 7 days, 15 hours, 58 minutes.
And how about you?
I have played for 9 days, 10 hours, 58 minutes, and 32 seconds.
So I've got 2 more days to catch up to you. Maybe. As far as game time goes.
Your win rate's better than mine. You're at 55, I'm at 49. Your KD is better than mine. I'm at 0.99, you're at 1.06.
Not too much better, but yeah, a little bit better. Cool. So anyone else in the chat say what they're looking for? Looking forward to, Confal says he's looking forward to playing the Insider Flights for Infinite. It seems like a pretty reasonable expectation to look forward to. That's the only person I've seen pipe up in the chat. I think Misa also said that a little bit earlier too, being able to partake in the flighting program.
I'm pretty sure that's universal across any fan of Halo.
Right. For sure. Well, I guess that's going to wrap it up for 2018 for us. This is our last podcast of the year. Last Fragment Friday of the year. Next year should bring some pretty cool stuff. We have a lot of things to look forward to with Infinite, more MCC updates, a lot of cool things that will be coming down the pipeline for the Halo community. Lots of really just good opportunities to be a Halo fan right now. Beg says he hopes to jump into reading the novels for the first time this upcoming year. He hasn't read a book yet. Ooh, interesting. Well, Speg, you'll have to let us know.
I actually didn't. I actually didn't read my first book until that period between Halo 3 and Halo 4. So,
very nice.
And now I can't seem to get enough of them.
Cool. I need to just dive into them more.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Per usual, make sure you check us out on all of our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We stream on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. Post some videos there sometimes. We also have our Facebook and Twitter live streams that we will do for the podcast. We didn't do them tonight because of the mix with Fragment Friday and from the technical issues yesterday, but thankfully we got that all figured out. We also have our Spartan Company, our Xbox Club, our Discord. Just search for PodTackler or do podtackler.com/whatever the service is, and if we have it, it will take you there. You can also check out the Spartan Company if you're looking for some people to get the Achilles helmet with in Halo 5. We have some slots available, and like we talked about earlier, we are 16 out of 31 company commendations complete, and our next closest one to get is Not So Fast, which is killing an enemy attempting to hijack or skyjack, which we need only 5 more. Can we get it before the end of the year? Possibly. Will we? That's up to you. Also, make sure you check out the other podcasts on the podcast network. Right now, the website and the Twitter are down, but the other podcast part of the network are Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Podcast 76, work in progress and how to murder time. So just do a quick Google search for that and you will be able to find it. Oh, also, you can find our podcast on not only iTunes, not only Google Podcasts, not only TuneIn, but we added Spotify this year. So that's another little highlight for the year. We got on Spotify.
Yay.
Yay. So for all of our Spotify listeners out there, thank you for tuning in and listening to the show. If you listen to us on Spotify, hit us up on social media. Hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. We'd love to hear what you think about the show for anyone who is new or what your experience like is on Spotify. Yeah. Also, make sure you check out the Halo Loot Crate. You can go to podtackler.com/loot crate. And for those listening, until the end of the year, they have another code for 35% off. It is called Best of 2018. It's a code that's limited to certain select crates, and the Halo crate happens to be one of them. So if you use Best of 2018, all one word, at checkout, you will get 35% off of your purchase. The next one is Tech, and it is the cat figure. And there was also a gaming crate that features some Halo stuff. The deadline was yesterday. So for those that were interested, hopefully you got your hands on the latest gaming crate. I know I did. Finally, make sure you check out the Halo Hub. It is a Discord server for community content creators to share their content or for other community members to share their content that they love or find interesting. You can head on over to thehalohub.com. That's where I have my little project, Virgil, making his rounds across the interwebs. He will be making more of an impact and influence across the Halo sphere this coming year, so make sure you hop on in and check him out. Any parting thoughts for 2018, GT?
I hope everybody had as fun of a year as I did, and I look forward to seeing you next year.
Same. If you are at an event or have a chance to drop by the stream or say hi, definitely hit us up on social media. We'd love to interact with you there and on the live streams. We would love to see you in person. I know I will be at PAX next year, at least, if not also SDCC and maybe a couple of other things. Also, join us for our game nights at 8:30 p.m. Fridays for Fragment Friday. And as GT said, he will probably be doing some more achievement streams. I'll be doing some more streams as well, so make sure you should hit us up on all of our streaming platforms as well. And that is going to close it out for 2018. Thanks everyone who has supported us over the past year for the past podcast. We really appreciate the support that we got from everybody who continues to listen to us and continues to shout us out and support it. Thank you, GT, for continuing to be my co-host and for continuing to host Fragment Fridays. Really appreciate the effort that you have put towards helping me keep the place running and the lights on. And for everyone who has listened to us, thank you for your time and your ears, and we will see you in the new year. Keep on fragging trucks.